Coggo and Jules.
What's on in Bendigo?
Alrighty, let's check out what's on for this Easter long weekend around Bendigo. Jules, it's your first, but I've got to tell you are going to enjoy some of the festivities.
I am so excited. Plenty happening. Let's kick things off, shall we, with the Bull Street Festival. Now, this is live music in Bull Street. Huge lineup showcasing the very best local talent, regional talent. This is such a beautiful setting. Whole vibe for the whole family to enjoy. Absolutely love it. So Friday from 12 noon to 11, Saturday as well, noon to 11, Sunday, 12 noon to not 11, 5 p.m., but 3 days of fantastic musicianship that you can hear in Bull Street.
Indeed. Won't cost you anything to get in, but I know the ABBA tribute band SOS is playing and they will sing Money, Money, Money. Sort of tie that in. What about the Carnival Central as far as Easter is concerned? This is always huge. For years and years and years, Jules, there was always the fun stuff around the CBD. No different this time in Mundy Street, Friday and Saturday between 10 in the morning and 11 at night, 10 a.m. on Sunday and 6 is when they pack it all up. We're talking Dodgem cars, the big slides, the lots of stuff, all the food that's there and plenty of those shoot 'em down games, et cetera, et cetera. That there, the Carnival Central, will be a beauty in the middle of town.
Coggo, I think we need to get on a Dodgem car each and go out.
I'm worried about that.
Few bruises. I bruise easily. That's fantastic. All right. Friday, Good Friday, 9 o'clock till 4, and Easter Sunday, 9 a.m. till 4 as well, is where you can get the Rotary Markets. Now, Friday's Pall Mall and Easter Fairway, Sunday's in Hargrave Street. And you can wander through. There's going to be so many different options, arts and crafts, handmade goodies, collectibles, things to eat, munch on, over 200 stalls across the 2 days. So beautiful weather to check out the markets.
Yeah, love that. The Vision Australia Easter Egg Hunt's been going for a long time now, and this one will be bigger and better than ever. Now, $15 gets the kids in. They can get as many eggs as they can muster. There's heaps and heaps that are going to be there anyway. And again, 9:40 in the morning on Good Friday till 5 in Rosie Park. You won't miss it. You'll see all the hay and all the stuff. The SES do a great job volunteering there. So that is a ripper, the Vision Australia Easter Egg Hunt.
Now on to the parades. This is the things that I'm certainly looking forward to. Well, everything, but the parade route on Saturday, the nighttime one, Coggo, you mentioned they've changed the time of this to a little bit later, kicking off at 8 o'clock, the O'Brien Electrical and AC Torchlight Procession because of daylight savings. And you'll just see all the fantastic groups, community groups, emergency services. The Bendigo Chinese Association will be in there as well. And it concludes with some beautiful fireworks, which we hear get a high vantage point for this because they won't be coming off the Poppet Head this year.
Yep, on the ground this year. We'll stand by for that. Sunday, this is big. People line up really early in the morning. Some people get there at 4:35 just to put their seat in the right spot. Oh, yeah, you've got to get a good seat at a good spot.
That's crazy.
It is happening Sunday, though, so 12:30 is the time for the big Sheridan Homes Gala Parade. Now, this is always big. The weather's going to be terrific, in fact, for the torchlight as well. But we're talking about all the things that will be there. There's floats at all, people with shapes, sizes, you name it. Lots of dancing, lots of colour, lots of bands. And, of course, the Chinese Association are a massive part of it with Dai Gum Lung, who will be, well, was brand new, in fact, world's longest imperial dragon. We'll be there. He lives here in Bendigo, and he will be awakened, which we'll talk about in just a tick. But the Gala Parade Sunday through the streets of Bendigo, 12:30. You will love it, Jules.
Yes, speaking of that dragon, Dai Gum Lung, he is going to be out of his slumber and awoken Saturday, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. The Bendigo Chinese Association, all their lion teams, they love it. It's such an impressive art form, isn't it, Coggo?
Oh, yeah.
They're keeping it upright and they're woving through the, you know, with all those hundreds of thousands of firecrackers. It's going to be epic. So make sure you check out the Awakening of the Dragon.
And he's got to come back at some stage, Jules.
Of course he does.
The Return of the Dragon. It sounds like a really, really good movie, doesn't it? Return of the Dragon.
The sequel.
Yeah. The Bendigo Chinese Association Lion Team, again, they are separate, but they just do a magnificent job to get together with Dai Gum Lung on his return. This here, noise, if you love the crackers, you'll love this. The colour, the excitement, the movement, and just a great way to say, thanks for coming out, big fella, and we'll see you again next year. So that's kind of what's happening with the Return of the Dragon. That happens at about 2:30 when the parade finishes in Dai Gum Sang. The Chinese Association is in Bridge Street. So that's what's happening there, Julesy. And again, there's a lot of other stuff we could talk about, but certainly plenty happening as far as the Easter weekend in Bendigo is concerned.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm exhausted hearing all that, but I'm excited because there's so much. And also, by the way, make sure you check out the shuttle tram. That's $5. It runs from 9:30 until quite a long time in the day. Every 20 minutes, there's 5 stops that you can get around. Check out Bendigo Tramways for more info on that.
That's exactly right. It's Coggo and Jules. That's Easter. Hope you enjoy it. Stay safe on the road. And if you want to know more about the Bendigo Easter Festival, it's simple. All the W's, bendigoeastafestival.org.au.
This is our town.